Blog Talk Radio.
DJ motherfucking White Ass.
Hey, we're back to the radio.
Yeah. D-Block. Baggage. Murk your whole set without letting the gap pop. Fresh off a blunt Percocet in the yak shot. Pain so deep that I don't want beef. I strangle you to send you where the angels sleep. I'm in the zone I don't wanna be in. Start the phone mouth to mouth. I see a home that I wanna be in. I call Looch with the gun in my head. He said we gon' get this bread, so I put the shit under the bed. Cause my eyes blood red and I'm starting to black out. I'm thinking fuck rap, I'm headed back to the crack house. Back to the two guns, back to robbing everything. I'm talking to you, son. Watch when you come.
I'ma hop out the back of P Picker with two pumps. Strip them down, tell niggas take what you want. Snipe light, burn heads off like a few blunts. Make the whole spot hit the floor. My crew come kicking in the door for the stacks and the jewels. I want the base too, clown. Coming to phase two. It's bulletproof balls and guns to lace you. So we clap what you can't shoot back. Erase you. Stage two, chipping the whip with no kids. Still my shit move quicker than the New York flip. This the D block click as real as New York get. These night mammoth ghosts, nigga, hear me on our shit.
Yo, back on my bullshit. He hit me with the pack, about to run through every competitor like a running band. Sent to the point and no return. Ain't no coming back. Never throw dirt in my name. I put you under that. You fall from a G like me. You ain't none of that. Black 5 V-neck T with the gun to match. Never take a day off. My kids gotta eat. I'll be damned if I ever starve in these streets. Got the hustle and the flow. The weed and the blow. The 9 on safety, ready to let it go. My balls like Jason Bourne. You been warned. Never fuck with a bully like me. Cause it's on.
What?
Wow, that was quick. Let me pull the switchboard up again. I'm gonna play that track again. I was waiting for a host to call in. Ah, damn. Hold on, people. Let's go to the switchboard. So you need to start. You need to start being. There were some of these cocky chicks, man. Like this chick I was talking to back in the day. And yeah, I mean. What do you have a man that has a leash? A leash? You spell leash. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to spell the wrong dog. Leash. Yeah, this computer really sucks, man. Tell you the truth, honestly, I really don't feel like. Doing a show. I'm not really in the mood. Stop being so cocky. She had no cursing me out. What do you got? You have a man that has a leash on your neck? Stop being so cocky. Just wanted to say what's up. Wanted to. Was good. Comma. I might just be a good opportunity for you. This girl has a smart mouth. Opportunity. For you. What'd you put? Really get over it. You really groupied out over someone you don't know. Sad. I like you. Got a smart mouth like most PRs. I like you. You got a smart life. Oh man. We got an hour and 54 minutes left. Let me replay that track over and then tell my crew to call up. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
DJ motherfucking White House.
Your whole set without letting the gap pop. Fresh off a blunt Percocet in the yak shot. Pain so deep that I don't want beef. I strangle you, descend you with an angel sleep. I'm in the zone, I don't wanna be in. Start the phone mouth to mouth, I see a home that I wanna be in. I call Looch with the gun in my hand. He said we gon' get this bread, so I put the shit under the bed. Cause my eyes blood red and I'm starting to black out. I'm thinking fuck rap, I'm headed back to the crack house. Back to the two guns, back to robbing everything. I'm talking to you, son. Watch when you come. I'ma hop out the back of P Picker with two pumps. Strip them down, tell niggas take what you want. Snipe light, burn heads off like a few blunts. Make the whole spot hit the floor. My crew come kicking in the door for the stacks and the jewels. I want the base too, clown. Coming to phase two. It's bulletproof balls and guns to lace you. So we clap what you can't shoot back. Erase you. Stage two, chipping the whip with no. Kids, still my shit move quicker than the New York flip. This the D block click as real as New York get. Snipe mammoth ghost, nigga, yeah, we on our shit.
Yo, back on my bullshit. He hit me with the pack, about to run through every competitor like a running back. Sent to the point and no return. Ain't no coming back. Never throw dirt in my name. I put you under that. You fall from a G like me. You ain't none of that. Black 5 V-neck T with the gun to match. Never take a day off. My kids gotta eat. I'll be damned if I ever starve in these streets. Gotta hustle in the flow. The weed in the blow. The 9 on safety, ready to let it go. My balls like Jason Bourne. You been warned. Never fuck with a bully like me, cause it's on.
What? Oh, man.
Oh, man. That's hilarious. Yo, I'm talking to this chick on, hello? Yeah, I'm talking to this chick on AIM. This chick is hilarious. You ever, T-H-O, you thought about being on radio, because if so, I would love to have you on my show, just because of your
Oh, man, this chick is hilarious, man. That's my crew. I hope this chick doesn't even call her because she calls up as a rap. Let's go, Tina. Let's go, Tina. Okay, show his hat. Half Jamaican, half Puerto Rican. She likes the Boondocks. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Taking shout outs, dedications, and requests. Until the, until the, 11 o'clock hour. I got this, I got one of these Puerto Rican chicks mad. She's angry. And I got my crew in here too. It's about to get ugly. Ugly. Oh God, is he burning them up? Yo, Six. Yo. Yo. We got Billy the Kid in the building.
Yeah.
Yo, man, when are you coming up here?
Yeah, I'm leaving January 22nd. I'll be there January 23rd.
Who? Hold on. Who's in the building?
Billy the Kid.
Who the fuck is that?
That's the guy that you got an argument with. I put this chick on. She the chick's name, I forget. See, I just put AIM on. Like, I haven't been on AIM in like ages. And the chick's name, I'm putting it out there. So I'm putting it out there. Her screen name is Da Big Booty Mommy. DahBiggBootyMami.
Hey, sculptors and everything.
Yeah. And I'll put...
Everybody can hit her up.
Yeah, word. DahBiggBootyMami. Blow her screen name up. I'll put, what's good, mommy? How you doing? She goes, who's this? I go, when I had this AIM shit back in the day, I believe we spoke, but I just got back on. We don't know each other, so peace. So I put, haven't been on here in like 8 or 9 years. Okay, we definitely don't know each other. Have a good night. So I go, why are you acting so cocky? So why does it matter? I put, because if I didn't know you at some point, how else would I have you on my list? She put, if we knew each other well, then, she said, if we knew each other well, then you wouldn't be hitting me up 9 years later trying to figure out who I was. So obviously we are not friends. So no need to start being friends now. I said, you got MySpace, True Lie. I tried to throw the True Lie in. She said, no, goodbye. So I put, what do you have a man? I said, what do you have a man that has a leash around your neck? Stop being cocky. She said, really get over it. You really, then you put, you really groupied out over someone you don't know. Sad.
She's trying to clown you, girl.
Yeah. So I put, just wanted to see what was good. I might just be a good opportunity for you. And I put, LOL. She put, trust me, I'm not interested. So I put, I like you. You got a smart-ass mouth, just like most Puerto Ricans. And she goes, well, you must be a sucker for punishment, and that's not my style. I'm sure you can find other people willing to make you feel like shit or online. Peace. LOL. You ever thought about being on radio? Because if so, I would love to have you on my show just because of your mouth. Not interested. Somebody give me some way to just blast it. Like, give me anything. I don't care if it's cocky, if it's in Spanish. Someone give me something, man.
Yo, fuck you, bitch. How about that?
Nah, I can do that. Oh, no, that would be...
Yeah, man, you got to put that bitch on blast some serious, yo. I agree with 6-4, yo. Fuck you, bitch. How about that?
Word? All right, you fuck. But I'm saying, all she's gonna do is be like, you know, some smart, because she's already... I know, Matt, I know exactly what I'm going to put. Oh, wait, hold on.
Yo, can't you find out their information, like, find out their real name for that shit?
What?
Huh? Yo, find out that bitch info, yo. Blow that bitch. I can't get the cell phone number.
Yo! Yo! No, dog, I think she's listening to the show, dog.
She what?
I think she's listening to the show.
Why, what'd she say?
Because she put, you can't blast me because Angry Bastard Radio, something like that. Then she put, tell your boy to watch his mouth.
Yo, tell that bitch to call in. I know she's listening.
Yo, then she put, then. What happened?
Tell that bitch to watch her waistline. The only way he's watching his mouth.
Yo, shit is funny. She put.
Watch the cholesterol. Watch that.
Watch the cholesterol. I mean, she has like a little picture, like one of the little cartoon pictures, and it's a big
girl. Yeah, you know she's a fat ass bitch. Whenever a bitch is on the internet, she puts a cartoon picture. It's because she's a fat ass bitch, and she don't want nobody seeing her fucking ugly ass, yo. Because she know niggas are clown on her.
Nah,
think,
but this,
I think that shit. Man, come on, man.
Nah, because the picture has like a little chick that's short as hell with a big head. She has a boy.
She's a fucking midget. She an ugly ass. Why the hell this nigga got a Cavalier with a fucking wing on that shit?
Because he's a homo. She has a boy chest and little feet.
Yeah, that's what she probably looked like.
She said, y'all ain't slick. I'm glad you think you're funny, but I ain't stupid. I'm bright enough how to figure out how you use MySpace, how to use MySpace, something like that. Then she put dumbasses.
Then she put,
and I ain't calling y'all. Your mother, and she put, your mother's a dummy. She said, F
good,
you,
good.
And you're whack.
Smart. Call the number to the radio station and show us how smart you are.
Yeah, shorty. I mean, but she's nervous, though. She's nervous. She'll only stay on the IM. That's why she ain't put the MySpace thing out. It's cool, though. It's all good, you know what I mean? Just let it be known that, you know what I mean, it's legit. But she feels a little happy right now because when I said the radio thing, she thought that I was lying. But now she realizes that this is not a game. She's like, oh, okay, wow. I mean, I feel famous. Let me send instant messages with Dirty Bird, you know? That's what it is, though. But it's cool, shorty. I mean,
she is a dirty bird, and she's not from Atlanta.
But it's
all she was doing was sitting home wrapping tacos anyway. So
she was wrapping tacos and cooking jerk chicken and shit.
And jerk chicken?
Yeah.
Come on, like
fuck that bitch, yo.
She says I'm blocking you. Peace. I mean, you can block me, shorty. There was nothing there anyway. I was just trying to, you know.
Go get her information, find out what her name is, dog. I can go and search on this engine. Get that bitch's cell phone number and blow her the fuck up.
Oh, Lord. He's tight.
No, you don't want to get me involved in that shit, nigga. Sorry, she's listening. Nigga, let me explain something to you. This Billy the Kid talking to you right now. All I need is your name. Dog, I'll find out everything about you. I'll tell you fucking
everything.
I'll find
everything.
Out.
Everything. Everything. See, pull like this, Sean. It's the deal. You may have blocked me on IM. I mean, you may have blocked me on Instant Messenger on AIM. It's cool. I really don't use AIM. Like I said, I haven't been on AIM for like 9 years. I think it's a little kiddie thing. I just got on it because I heard somebody talking about it in this chat line I was in. Then I'm like, AIM, let me check it out. And I checked it out, and it's kind of like similar to MySpace. They got a little profile and all. So I said, hey, let me go on AIM, and I can promote my show on AIM. So that's the only reason I'm on here. But I noticed that the Big Booty Mommy came on. It was under mi gente. So I said, hey, let me check it out. I like mommies and I like big booties. So why not check it out? And I came on trying to show you love, and you're ignorant. So obviously you're ignorant for a reason. Either you're overweight and you're tired of guys just getting at you just for, you know, some cutty. So you're overweight.
That's what she's good for.
Or
she's angry. That's why
she's
angry
because
she's ugly and fat.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like I said, I was trying to, you know, be peaceful and nice. And it's like, you blocked us, but you're still listening. And that's the funny thing about it.
Yeah, and now she's going to say, fuck them niggas, and turn the radio off, and then 5 minutes later, it'll be right back on the internet.
It'll be right back on. It's cool. But put it like this, sweetheart. If you have enough heart to call, because I see you have a lot of heart. You know, you do a lot of typing. You're good at your fingers. So how about you call in? You can block your number.
I'll even tell you, block your number and call in. How about that?
The number's 914-338-1782. You probably can't afford a phone because that's why you're on AIM. You're only lame on AIM that's taking it serious. I'm going to block you. You're a lame, shorty. And you're probably fat. That's why you have a cartoon character as your picture, like
you know
my compadre said.
We're going to give her a score. She's going to get a low score.
A low score for that one.
Because who the fuck blocks people? Come on now.
You know what, y'all? Maybe she's just not photogenic. Like, let's not call her ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's give her the benefit of the doubt.
Nah, fuck that. I'd rather call her ugly.
It's funner.
It's better. I just like to be rude and ignorant about it. Fuck that. She's ugly.
Yeah, no doubt. I was tripping. She's definitely a fat, ugly whore. Hey, yo, Ma, I'll be real with you. If you call up, you're going to get none but abuse. So, you know what? Maybe the best thing for you is to stay the fuck away.
Yeah, because you're going to get roasted. I don't think you're ready for the barbecue pit.
I don't think she wants to call in this today. Not today.
Hey, yo, listen, Ma. The bottom line is, even when you're hiding in the shadows,
we still see you.
So you see my son Billy the Kid is about to put your whole resume and find out what's going on, which probably not much, but you know, we could have figured that out. Maybe we
she better hope and pray. Any information that can link her to her AIM, that I don't get her information, dog. Cause I'll find out who the fuck she is and it's a rat.
Mm-hmm. The big booty rock. Hey, yo, shorty. So you spelled duh wrong. You put D-A-H. It's T-H-E. Duh. Duh, big. There's two G's and big. Like, come on. You're a big girl. It shouldn't be duh, big booty, mommy. It should be the biggest broad mommy. Big broad mommy.
Yeah.
I mean, she got the Yukon body. She's shaped like a 747. She has a Donkey Kong head.
Put it out there for niggas to know, you know what I'm saying? Put the AIM out there, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's D-A-H-B-I-G-G-B-O-O-T-Y-M-A-M-I. See, shorty, it wouldn't have been like this if you just had some, you know, had some type of sense. You had to be ignorant. I was just saying, hi, how you doing?
To all your niggas that you got to change your street name.
Yeah, so it's like you're going to be doing a lot of blocking, and it's cool. Blocking your piece. Well, okay, you know what? Now you could block the whole squad.
You know what the funniest thing is? You could tell she's mad fat because who has the time to write all of that shit out? Like,
yeah, she wrote it all out, dog.
That's all there is to her is a fat booty. Like, that's it.
It's one thing for you to be a big bitch. One thing for you to be a big bitch and you a cool big bitch, you know what I'm saying, and you cool like that and you pop off, you give a head, you know what I'm saying, you fucking suck. That's cool. But don't be an ignorant big bitch, you know what I'm saying, and try to be like you this, you know what I'm saying, Jennifer Lopez, you know what I mean, Cleopatra type chick when you ain't even popping off like that. Come on, shorty.
Pretty much.
Right.
Even popping off
like that. I mean, you put a picture on your, first of all, you know what is she, 12? She's still putting cartoon pictures?
Yeah, nobody puts cartoon movies. And the cartoon is from WeWorld.
Dude, that's probably her probably screen name on her MySpace is probably the same thing. I bet you if you put that in her MySpace, I bet you it's the same screen name somewhere similar to it.
It probably is, dog.
Yeah.
And then you put that in her MySpace, you search her, and you put that in there, you'll really get a picture of what she really looked like. You know what I'm saying? And then you can find out who her friends are, because I guarantee you, this bitch's friends is bad as hell, but she ugly, because you know all ugly people hang out with good-looking people.
Yeah, you're right.
You
I'm saying, but like you said earlier, she said the big booty mommy. Instead of saying the cute big booty mommy, she put duh big, so she knows she's ugly, and the only thing she has for herself is her rear end. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, and it's not even her ass probably ain't fat. It's just because probably she just fat and makes her ass fat.
She's probably one of the bitches you see her in the street, you be like, oh, my, you got some pretty eyes.
But everything else about you is ugly.
Yo, nice shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you comment on something.
Those are some nice shoes. Oh, man.
That's how it be. I'm just saying, I'm just keeping it real. Like, she could call up. Niggas invited her. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. I mean, it wouldn't have been like this if she would just kept her mouth shut. Like, I mean, I ain't say anything ignorant at all. I say, yo, how you doing? I don't know you. Goodbye. Wrong person to mess with.
You had to be rude like that. You know what I mean?
You had to be rude like that. Like, I wasn't even trying to come at you.
Just call to your station, apologize, and we'll leave you alone.
Yeah, just apologize. All I want is an apology, and I'll leave you alone. All I want is an apology.
It's not even like this man said, pull your pants down and turn around. He didn't say nothing like that.
The only apology niggas is accepting is text for the.
That plays off back with the New Year's resolution for 2009.
Yeah, sure. Clear your mind. It's 2009.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not your baby dad, all right? I mean, for your 10 kids, I mean...
10.
I'm not your baby dad.
Hold on, 11, because she's pregnant now.
No, that's just a bear gut. She's not pregnant now. That's a bear gut.
Oh, okay, my bad. I forgot about that.
I mean, it's not my fault it's a recession, and, you know, you don't have the money to go get food, big girl. I mean, I'm sorry.
Fuck, if they recession, I'm going to shoot them.
You know what I mean? Come on, man. Do me a favor, don't even call, because I don't even want to embarrass you.
Nigga said, yo, don't even call. Don't even call.
Don't even call.
Because if you call, I'm telling you now, if you was to call, I'm telling you right now, you was going to get embarrassed. Because this is going to be the most serious roast that we ever had in the history of roasting.
The most roastful. Roastful. More boastful. More boastful. More boastful than anybody.
Yeah. Because, you know, she want to be, she probably going to be trying to be on some politically correct. You can, matter of fact, no, this is going to be the funnest. And she can spell duh as D-A-H. We just say it's the funnest, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Her dumb ass.
I'm glad we had the chance to roast her, though. Cause, you know,
and that goes back to the same thing when, you know what I'm saying, the females is in the club. Going back, she's probably one of them chicks that go there with her girls, you know what I'm saying, and do go there, and, you know what I mean, she try to play everybody off, like she don't want to talk to nobody because she with a girl.
Right.
That goes off of the last, the joint we had the other day.
I mean, that's how they get, you know, because that's what's wrong with women nowadays. Like, they get real cocky and smart and fresh. And it's like, at the end of the day, they wonder why they're lonely. Oh, because you want to be a big ass in front of your own girls. I mean.
And she's not even in front of her own girls, and she's still trying to be, corny.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you what it is, though, because, I mean, I guess because I'm a guy.
All you did was try to say what's up, you know what I'm saying? You seen her, before on the show. Is she going to be ignorant? Man, freak her. Please call, just so I can talk to you, just one time.
That's all.
Man, I'm telling you, it's going to be the worst mistake you ever did.
The worst mistake.
Call it off. Do yourself a favor, because honestly, if you call, I'm going to bomb you, even if he don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to bomb on your fat ass. So I'm be real with you. You're fat and you're sloppy. I already know your story. But you call in, you're going to...
You said I already know your story.
I already know your story.
I don't need to hear nothing else. But my nigga said he wants to hear you. So call in. You know what I'm saying? When my nigga said call in, nigga, bitch, call in. That's pretty much it. If there's a problem with it, you can call me. This is 6-4. I'm identifying myself. You know what I'm saying? Just so you know, I don't give a fuck about you, right? You don't ever try to play my son, JJ, okay? He was trying to holler at your fat ass.
I was showing love. Like, what's going on? I was just showing love.
He wasn't even being disrespectful.
Hold on, God. Doing you a solid. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to brighten up your day. So you spread a little bit of his boastfulness. And you fucked it all up. You threw it back in his face like shit.
Yeah, just.
Now you get whatever you get. and I hope you still
love. Always doing showing love. You know what I mean? Just
always doing showing love. She came at my neck hard. Like, she came at my neck sideways. Like, you know what I mean? Oh, we got ill in the building, and we got Fresh to Death. You know what I mean? It's definitely jumping. Yo, Fresh.
What's good, nigga?
Yo, man, I'm on AIM, right? And I typed to this chick and on AIM, and it's like, I'm like, yo, what's good, man? She like, nothing. And I'm like, all right, well, what's up? I mean, I'm like, come and try and be cool with her. And she be the whole time playing me like, well, if you haven't talked to me in like 9 years, then obviously you ain't important enough to talk to now. Or, you know what I mean? Like, come at me sideways. And then all of a sudden, she came on the, she was listening to the show. So obviously she has MySpace, she typed it in, and she heard us talking. So she heard 6-4 be like, yo, man, type to her, you know what I mean, like, that she's a bitch, something like that. And she already typed to me before I could even do it. Oh, tell your boy to watch his mouth. So sure he's listening to the show. So it was like me, my cousin, fucking Billy the Kid, and fucking 6-4 was like, you know, pretty much shitting on it. So it was like, I don't know how to get a MySpace, but you know what? Let me stop lying. I'm looking at her MySpace right now. And it's like, shorty, like I said, you have a cute smile, beautiful long black hair, some big-ass titties. But you're not that bad to be coming at me like the way you did. And that was just a damn shame.
Hey,
she's 28. And the only thing like that, you're from North Jersey, popping off like that. Like, come on.
No, you know
what's going
on. Put a MySpace out there.
Put some
MySpace.
Huh? No, I'm not even doing it. I ain't even doing it like that on MySpace. I ain't gonna put a MySpace out there like that. I ain't gonna do it like that. I still got some goodness in me. I don't want you no more because I see what you look like. But I ain't gonna put you out there. Yo, E.
Yeah. What's
up, nigga? SD in the building.
Why you acting so scared? Put it out there.
Yeah, put
my
face out there, nigga. Put it out there.
Yeah, why you acting so... Nah, because I ain't going to do shit like that. Well, I mean, it's private anyway, so, I mean, it's private, right?
Yo, you're scared.
This nigga's out there.
Shorty has all hell the queen. The queen of what, Burger King?
This nigga's scared.
This nigga's scared.
Why you put a MySpace out there, dog?
Yeah.
Ass nigga, put a fucking MySpace out
there. Yeah, Shorty's really, she's real.
Nah, freak that. Don't talk about it. Put a MySpace out there.
I ain't gonna put a MySpace out there. Like,
nah, nigga, ready to see some pictures and shit.
Dog, she trying to play you on, I'm saying, on some, you trying to show her some love?
She trying to play me, but it's cool. She ain't playing to the point where I'm going to put a MySpace out there.
Put a MySpace out there.
This guy's scared.
I'm not going to put it out there. Like, it's cool. It's not really that serious. I'm gonna give her a get out of jail card. Like, she got out of that.
Nah.
You know what I mean?
This is 2009. We already talked about this. It's 2009. There is no get out of jail card. It is what it is. You put yourself in this position, shorty. You did this to yourself.
Put it like this. If she ain't have a picture of her kids on her page, I would not. I will put it out there. But she has her children on there, and I ain't gonna put it out there like that. I mean, just because she has her kids. Her kids saved her. But if she ain't have her kids on the page, it'd be a wrap.
Anybody think about her kids?
That bitch on blast. Fuck that.
Put that bitch on blast. But Shorty's real cocky because she's talking about the only thing you get from me is my fucking bar tab.
I hear someone real low in the back. Who is that?
That's 6-4.
That's niggas phone like that. Oh, word, I'm low in the back? Yeah, I can't really hear you, my G.
Man, bro. I
thought he had us on speakerphone.
I heard somebody,
Hey, yo, somebody call me three-way, man, on my other jack, man.
What's the other one?
776, man.
Alright.
Yeah, hit us up. myspace.com/angry_bastard_radio. Taking shots and deprecations
nah.
And requests.
You gotta ask if you do it.
He
asked for us.
Yo, this nigga L.E. sent me a text message. New host. Nigga, we all the host, nigga. What are you talking about? We all the host, nigga. Nagger.
So no matter if we was one-on-one, if we was here by ourselves,
you still gonna get roasted. So you might as well bring all these folks at one time, so all of you can get roasted.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get the info on your page. Trust me, if I get the info on her page, so I'm gonna keep messing with her page till I get that bitch unlocked.
And yo, she's Spanish too, so you know there's like four Spanish broads on the phone. It's gonna be a wrap.
She a white girl with a taco.
She a white girl with a bowl of rice in her hand.
A
bowl of rice and beans and a malta. Malta.
Come on now. You can tell she white because she ain't got no butt. If she's Puerto Rican, she have a butt. Basically. Yo,
so,
dude, listen.
So
even
now,
even
now
in Jamaican.
Now we're breaking down a lot.
Jamaican side.
Now we're breaking down a lot.
Side of,
I'm saying.
How she got the Jamaican side and the Puerto Rican side and she still ain't got no body?
What is going on? There's some lies being told here.
Dude, listen.
There's definitely some lies being told.
She from North Jersey. She's chilling with some black folk and some Puerto Ricans, and she's claiming somebody that she's not. When you move to a different area, you claim nude identity because nobody knows you. She probably
just wants to know.
I got a question. Why do fat bitches always have attitude?
Because they're fat, dog. Because they're fat.
They're the ones that, they're like the quickest mouth. The ones with the mouth, the loose-ass mouth.
Because they're fat. And they're used to defending themselves.
So
they're used to being abused, so they got to defend themselves. So they're quick on the trigger, quick on the draw, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
They got to be quick on the draw, otherwise they get eaten alive. They got to learn how to be, for 2009, they got to learn how to be whores and shut the fuck up. And maybe they, you know what I'm saying? Everybody will know what's going on.
Sorry.
You think they got to learn how to be hoes? Yeah.
Learn when to open their mouth, when to close their mouth, or when to fuck to swallow. That's what they need to learn. You know what I'm saying? Fuck out here. Fucking bitches is half baked, man. They better fall back. Yeah.
Fuck that. I just want to know her mouth is warm.
I mean, of course,
look at my fish.
She ain't a fucking corpse, but she's still supposed, and she still gets kicked out afterwards. She still gets kicked out afterwards.
JJ, how many people you know that got a MySpace that they ain't even got the page on private, but they still got their kids on the MySpace? Or they got links that, you know, you click on the pictures, they put their kids' pictures on there anyway. She might as well just give up her MySpace page, you know what I'm saying? She about to get roasted. She's a roach, though. That's what it is. And she don't want to be exposed as a roach, but it's too late. She probably want to, yo, I can tell you right now, go on her page, right? If you find any information about her, she's probably going to say, where you from? Somewhere.
Yeah.
And it's why I have born in North Jersey. She one of them type chicks.
Nah. I'll tell you exactly where she live at in North Jersey. She live in Elizabeth.
In Elizabeth. Elizabeth. Come on, man.
She's dirty.
Yeah, I'd rather say I was from Camden, yo. What happened?
I'd rather mess with a chick from Camden than Elizabeth. That's disgusting out there.
Yeah.
Them chicks is burning.
Yeah, I'd rather talk to someone from Bridgeton. Dirty ass chick.
From Richmond?
Bridgeton, Jersey.
Bridgeton? Hey yo, SD.
No.
I'd rather smash off that white breezy that we saw than a chick from Elizabeth. The white breezy that you like is a smut butt. Remember when you lighting up in front of her crib? All right, now this is a deal. You motherfuckers, I love y'all to death. I love my crew, but take it easy on these girls that just called up. All right. The last 2-3 times they've been on the show, they've been verbally raped and haven't been able to have a conversation at all. Like this,
by
I had to.
Verbally raped by who?
By 6'4 SD.
Oh. Come on, man.
Like, they constantly spread your legs. What you got on? Spread your legs. Like, take it easy.
Listen. They're gonna get whatever's coming to them. I'm gonna say it just like that.
Straight out. Let's take it easy.
Send them up.
Down, boy.
Send them the fuck up already. Send them up.
We got these lovely ladies calling straight out off the island of Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the one you're in love with, right?
Yeah, I'm in love with her, man.
Fucking faggot-ass nigga.
Yeah.
bitch is on a whole nother fucking continent, and this nigga's talking about, like, that's, I'm sorry, Puerto Rico is what, a port? What is that? Is it a province?
No, Puerto Rico is in the United States, but it's not in the continental United States.
Oh, so it's a U.S. country that's not in the U.S.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a third world country. So
right. Exactly.
These Puerto Ricans are third world. Send them up.
Hey, yo, ladies. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Hey,
yo, Ma, light up.
I am. I'm high as shit already.
Somebody light up, man. Come on. How you smoking? They got no weed on Puerto Rico. What are you talking about?
Puerto Rico got tons of weed.
They got a lot of weed. What are you talking about? They grow it out there like Jamaica.
Fuck out of here.
Niggas got weed farms out there.
The worst dirt weed ever. Jamaica. Come on. Are you fucking kidding me? Jamaica. What? Brick pack? What the hell?
Oh, wow.
What? Fuck out of here.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo, Ma, y'all got haze out there?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, was that a dude?
No, that was 6'4".
Yeah, okay.
Oh, was she hung up?
Yeah, she hung up.
Fuck that, man. No bashfulness, man. They trying to be
shy. Yeah, it's too bashful for me, man.
I just got a real simple question. What's the point of calling in?
Huh?
What was your point of calling in?
There was no point at all. Like,
exactly.
The only phrase or sentence that was said was, "I'm high as shit."
I'm high as shit. So what?
And then that's it.
So what?
I mean,
what's
supposed to happen now? Like, what happens now?
I mean, we continue on with
now,
the show.
Yeah, what happens now is she spreads open.
Like we said, just like predicted she would. Damn. Hey, yo, I'm going to send this nigga over to you, all
right?
All
right. Hold on. Hey, yo, this next track is pretty hot. Keep it locked. Shit ain't that long, fellas. So let's try to stay on.
No!
DJ motherfucking White House. Yeah! D-Block!
Oh, hold on. I was just listening to this shit earlier.
Without letting the gap pop. Fresh off a blunt Percocet and yak shot.
Uh-huh.
Been so deep that I don't want beef. I strangle you to send you where the angels sleep. I'm in the zone I don't want to be in. Start the phone mouth to mouth. I'll see a home that I want to be in. I call lunch with the gun in my head. He said, we don't get this bread. So I put the shit under the bed. Cause my eyes blood red and I'm starting to black out. I'm thinking fuck rap. I'm headed back to the crack house. Back to the two guns. Back to robbing everything, I'm talking to you, son. Watch when you come. I'm about to back a P-picker with two pumps. Strip up down, tell niggas take what you want. Snap light, burn heads off like a few blunts. Make the whole spot hit the floor, my crew come. Kicking in the door for the stacks and the jewels. I want the bass too, clown, come in the face too. It's bulletproof balls and guns to lace you. So we clap what you can't shoot back, erase you. Stage two, chipping the whip with no kids. Get my shit moving. Quicker than the New York flip. Just a D-block click as real as New York get. Snipe, mammoth, ghost, nigga, get me on our shit.
Go, bully.
Back to my bullshit. He hit me with the pack. About to run through every competitor like a running back. Sent to the point and no return. Ain't no coming back. Never throw dirt in my name. I put you under that.
Under that.
Fall from a G like me. You ain't none of that.
None of that.
Black 5 V-neck T with the gun to match. Never take a day off. My kids gotta eat. I'll be damned if I ever starve in these streets. Got the hustle and the flow, the weed and the blow, the 9 on safety, ready to let it go. My balls like Jason Bourne, you been warned. Never fuck with a bully like me, cause it's on.
Yeah! Angry Bastard Radio, your boy GQ, caller, you on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Call.
Oh my god.
Huh? The call had dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ma. Hey, what do you go as on here?
What? I don't know.
Nana, I'm going to call you Nana.
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 What about Dum Dum?
What about fuck you?
Ooh! Yeah!
I opened it up for everybody. somebody else. That. I just want to open
up. Stop trying to be slick with me because I'm sick and tired of your bullshit for real.
Yeah, what you
guys, hold on. I have a question. What grade did you finish?
So
I
want to
hear it.
So get out of here.
Hey,
yo. Hey, yo, Ma. Do y'all have Hayes over there?
My second was an AB for COA.
Hey, yo. Nah.
Do y'all have
Hayes?
Come on, bitch. Focus on Ricky.
I don't know.
Get out of here. If you can't.
Well, y'all don't have that?
Get out of here.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know. I know
what
the
rest
and this rest of the rest, but I don't know if there's no haze.
Send a picture of yourself. Where's your picture? I want to see who I'm talking to.
Actually, no, you saw her sister.
I know, I want to see her.
She was a little excited, though, when she's like, oh, he's a liar. You told him you sent your picture?
Well, you know what's crazy is I actually did send my picture. I did, like, 5 times. I don't know what happened.
Like the way you look, nigga.
That's probably what it was. Yo, is your sister coming up here?
I don't know if that's on her.
Hold on, how old is your sister?
21.
Oh, she's young, fresh and green.
Yeah, young, fresh.
Young, fresh and green.
You can train them like that. That's good. So you can train them like that. Make them grow
you
up.
You can train them? Oh, yeah, let's go.
I want to train.
It won't be a good look, man.
You hear SD? I want to train.
You know what I'm saying? She'll be.
Take the training wheels off.
Word.
Stay here in New York. She won't want to go back to Puerto Rico. That's not a good look, man. You know?
Yeah,
so what is there to do in your part of Puerto Rico?
Nothing but just smoke a just smoke a brick pack.
Brick pack. Hey yo, Nana, what's there to do in Puerto Rico? Like, if we were to come over there, what could we do besides get jumped by every single beans and rice eating in the industry? What'd you say?
Chupacabras.
What's that?
I don't know.
It's a fucking little animal that sucks the blood out of the sheep. Puerto Ricans are known for. I'll go catch some frogs, little croquettes.
You got the Cuban coming at you. What's going on?
I don't know why that nigga's so angry at the world. Seriously.
Yeah, I like that. She's a rider.
Yeah, she's a rider. She's definitely a rider. Like, she could take the abuse and give it.
Oh, yeah?
You tell she's from the project, man.
That's my kind of bitch, man.
Yeah, exactly. She's from the hood.
Hey, yo, Ma, how many fights have you been in?
Oh, my God.
No, here's a good question. How many abortions have you had? That's how you know if you hood or not.
Oh, shit, yo, whoa.
What did
you
say?
How many abortions did you have?
That's how you know if you want or not. How many abortions did you have, huh? Keep it real, son. How many abortions do you have, huh?
Era un estúpido, un cabrón, un necio, un hijo puta, y ojalá que te estrelle un cajo en la frente, Jaipo.
So words.
Speak English, bitch. What are you talking about?
What the fuck did that bitch just say, God? Seriously, I mean, come on.
Well, hold on. We got two people that three people that can translate. We got Billy the Kid, Kook, Fresh to Death. I'm about to call this nigga Cooper.
Fresh to Death. English just now. She was talking broken English just now. She wasn't talking Spanish.
What did she say?
She said, let's make a workout. She said, let's make a workout team.
That's a liar.
Hey, Nana, what did you say?
She wants to spread her legs for us.
and the rest of the town.
And the rest of the town.
If I heard what you said, I didn't hear what you said, though.
Hey, Ma, say it again.
I want to spread my legs.
That's all right. Leave it like that, then.
She has a smart mouth. But I mean, that's why I like her. Because she has a smart mouth.
Now, here's how you can tell she's holding that. What kind of Goya products do you have at home?
Word. You got adobo?
What's your Goya stash looking like?
I know you got adobo.
If that bitch don't have adobo and that bitch is saying Spanish, dog.
Mm-hmm. I got adobo, and I'm not Spanish.
I can't even hear the question. I can't even hear the question.
He said what? He said...
Take out your toe and then talk.
Oh.
What did she say?
You gotta take that dick out your throat and then talk.
Oh. She's just jealous. That's what it is.
Oh, Lord. Come on, dog. That's no homo. You gotta say.
No, my bad. My bad. Yeah.
My bad.
My bad.
I thought about it
after I said it. And I was like, whoa.
That's a good chat.
So wait, you never ever told me what they to do in Puerto Rico. Because you know what, on the TV, they make Puerto Rico look so beautiful. And then you told me that if I walk down the street, I'm gonna get jumped. Like, what kind of shit is that?
It depends where you are, dog. It
depends on. All right, so what about San Juan? Would I get jumped out there?
San Juan's actually nice.
So the rest of Puerto Rico is a piece of shit.
Yeah, it's pretty much all fucked up. There's just a lot of nice mountains and shit like that, but really, that shit's all fucked up.
You been to Puerto Rico before?
Yeah, I went there once.
That was when you was swimming on your way to. You were swimming on your way to the United States, and you stopped by Puerto Rico because you was tired. All right, understandable.
Nah, guy, you should
do
better. I don't fuck with Puerto Rico like.
His
rap,
listen,
his rap,
shipwreck.
Light up, nigga.
Oh,
Lord.
That was delicious.
That was delicious.
Why? You know what that is. Anyway, what's up with these bitches? They gonna stop crying or what?
Hey, yo, Nana, you.
I'm just being real. Fuck the dumb shit. Like, I want to find out what's popping. Is it Quizzy popping? What's going on? What's he popping?
Yo, even if she was the last nigga on earth, I prefer to grab a banana, put a plastic bag over it, and fuck that shit in front of you.
Oh, wow.
What did she say?
I think she said if he was the last man on earth, she would rather something with a banana. You said something about a banana?
Yeah.
She'd rather fuck a plastic banana than him. I think that's what she said. Now, this is what I don't understand. These Spanish people consider black people monkeys, but you're always involving yourself with bananas. Like, what's going on?
Good word.
I ain't gonna wait there, dude. You know, man.
If y'all listen closely, notice how she says, man. Cash, you made
the bananas, basically.
What happened? What'd you say, Six? Them niggas hung up.
I thought her name was Nana. Dumb.
Nah, 6-4 just said something slick, but he hung up.
Oh, okay.
Or his phone died, one or the other.
Nana.
Hey, where'd Billy the Kid go?
What?
Where'd Billy the Kid go? Billy the Kid has a Puerto Rican wife. She pimps him. She be pimping that nigga.
Oh my goodness. Yo,
So Nana.
What's up, baby?
If you were to find out that you won $60 million, what would be the first words to come out of your mouth?
Yeah.
No more hoes. That's the first words that would come out of your mouth?
Nah, stay quiet.
Shit. Let nigga, you must not be broke. Let me find out I got money. Let me find out I want $100. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Oh, shit. Yeah, nigga, $100.
Quiet.
I'm going to go hit this dollar menu up. I'm going to go get 50 things and put $50 worth of gas in my tank.
Mm-mm, I'll put some money towards domestic violence shelters, and I'll put some money for cancer patients.
That's good. I mean, of course I'll do that, too.
That's beautiful.
That's very beautiful.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What's your view on women that aren't attractive and have big mouths? Like, you ever notice that the women that have the biggest mouth are the fattest or ugliest bitches? You ever notice that?
Nah, guys, it's just the ones you fucking with.
No, dude, I'm talking about this chick.
Oh, bullshit.
You Clyde Davis in the nose ass, nigga.
Oh, look at Morgan Freeman in the forehead and the face.
Nigga, you fucking Carlos Mencia in the chin ass, nigga.
Oh, Bernie Mac. Bernie Mac in the mouth ass.
Yeah, nigga. Oh, man. Hey, what's your favorite curse word?
Mine?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. What about you, Nana?
Fuck.
L-E?
B-word, baby.
Oh, the bitch?
You know it.
Hey, yo, B-word.
Roy, yo, 6'4". What's your favorite curse word, man? What? I can't hear that nigga, man.
Word. Yo, but tell me if I ain't lying. Now, this is something I don't understand about Spanish people, and I'm Spanish my damn self. My family does it my damn self.
Why do you have to smell like oranges? Because I work in an orange factory.
Nah, fuck you, nigga. Nah, nigga. Those are Mexicans. Don't get that shit twisted. But when Spanish people in a bad situation, something bad happens, they hurt themselves or something, the first word that comes out their mouth is binga. Now, it is considered, no?
Hers is probably caliente.
Not me.
What's yours?
What happened? Nieva.
That's Puerto Rican, though. Yeah, that's Puerto Rican, though.
Yeah, coño. Isn't it coño a Dominican name? A Dominican word? Coño?
Not really.
Diablo is Dominican.
Diablo is Dominican? So how do you say devil in Spanish? In Puerto Rican? Huh?
What?
Oh, Diablo? Halo? Jesus? Why all Puerto Ricans short? All Spanish people are short.
Hello?
How come all Spanish people stutter and they're short? No answers. Okay. What?
Small packages, big surprises.
You got a strong ass accent. You have a reggaeton accent and a reggae accent. So it's like I can barely understand you. Mm-hmm. You hear it? You hear the I?
I heard that shit too.
You heard it? I. What, you just hurt yourself, shorty?
No, man.
Why'd you say I?
Think about, I'm high and I'm chilling, and you finna make me repeat all of that again, and it's like, you know what I'm saying? It feels like a mission right now. I don't even want to say no more.
All right, hey, I got a little skit for y'all. This is going out to Nana and Fresh to Death. This is going out to y'all.
Hello.
Hello.
Right, this is Kitzel. I want you to put a hairpiece on a fella I got working for me. I own a nice big store, and I got some kid I took off the street, but he looks so silly. I told him, why don't you get one of them hairpieces on? But he gets pretty offended because you don't speak English too good.
For sure, we can fix him up.
I met him on the street. He was picking daisies and whatnot. I said, hey, you want a job? I'll give you a job. And he said, I don't know what he said, truthfully. I can't understand him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but what he needs a good hairstyle, because I don't know. I don't know. Something about his appearance.
What do you want to...
Why, his name is Pico or something like that.
Pico?
Right. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, this is Pico.
Yeah, Pico.
He wants to make me get a hair on top of my head because so he don't like my hair the way it is now.
Well, that's good. We can fix you up. I have one.
Okay, how does it go? What did you do, the plugs or something like that?
No. I got fix up a nice selfies.
Okay, that sounds good. I put it on top of my head because I don't... What do you do? How do you do it?
Well, you got this... tape, you just stick it up there and it stays there.
Oh, and what, I tape this piece of hair, I tape it on the back of my neck, or how does it
go? No, you tape it on the hair piece and it sticks on your head.
Hold on, you talk. Hey, why don't you get off the gut? Yeah, go back to work. Go, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to get a hairpiece, but I don't really appreciate you taking... I'm only trying to explain something to him, he's trying to tell me... Get away from me. I don't appreciate you trying to take my business away speaking to the guy like this. Because, you know, he got to get to work.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, because... get back. Go to work.
Who the hell are you?
I said go to work. Hey, yeah, I don't know where you get off speaking to him about hairstyles when he got work to do.
Yeah, I see.
You know, I caught him stealing some peanuts and some money, and he keeps sending it to his family.
Hey, who in the fuck are you? You're a liar.
Hey, get back to work before I give you a beating. Okay, you there?
I'm here.
Right. Yesterday I kicked him so hard that I don't understand. He's acting crazy now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I kicked him in his little hiney.
Oh, I see.
Right. Okay, you're starting to, you're really getting on my case now. Okay, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Pico. And I know we're some watermelon chicken eating bastards, right? I mean,
sure are.
You know, what's up with these words? Me and 6-4 was talking about this the other day. Like, the words that are, and I wish I was in that state of mind that 6-4 and Nana and Fresh to Death was in. Because, you know, I've been even deeper, but I'm sober now. But the words that we were talking about, like, for instance, you know when people sneeze, they say kazoom-tight? What the fuck does that really mean?
Kazoom-tight?
Yeah, but who actually came up with that? Like, I want to be there the first time it was said.
The Jewish word.
It's a Jewish word?
Yes, Jewish word for, like, meaning bless you, but they didn't really believe in God. I don't know what the fucking belief is, but they said that
okay.
Instead of saying bless you.
Okay, well, what about Heine?
Heine?
Yeah, like, what the
yeah,
fuck
that's
is that?
That's a Heineken.
No, Heine, like, as in an ass.
Oh, nah, God, I don't know. I don't know about that one. Yeah.
Sure he has a fat Heine. That doesn't even sound like ass or butt. Hey, Nana.
Not at all.
Nana. Where the fuck did she go? Was she stealing money or something? Yo, Nana. Hey. Let's see if this catches the attention. I got free beans and rice.
Hey, man, why does it
got to
go down like that?
Oh, my bad, dog. I forgot you was Cuban. But Cubans don't eat beans and rice.
Yeah, we do,
yeah,
nigga.
That white rice with them black beans?
Hell yeah. Shorty know what it is. Shorty know what's popping.
Hey, yo, Nana.
What's up?
What's the beer drink that y'all drink, and it's in a green bottle?
Beer drink.
Yeah, it's like a beer. What's the green? It's in a green bottle.
Fucking Presidente. Presidente.
Oh, yeah, Presidente.
Nah. It's what we drink, but I want to hear her say it.
I know what you're talking about.
Hey, Shorty, if you get with an H.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
Every Spanish person on earth drink this shit.
Listen, she's fucking drunk.
It begins with an H. It's a bear. And it's in a glass bottle.
Give her another clue. It ends in an N.
Yeah.
And there's an E-I.
And it's an E-I.
Okay. All right, so say it then.
I mean, it's a Heineken, but repeat after me, Heineken.
Ah, I knew you was going to try to get me to do something like that.
But it's cute, though. It's cute.
Nah, man, I'm straight.
I didn't know it was cute to be illiterate. My bad.
Oh, shit.
Yo, shorty. Hey, you can make a roncandule.
I can make a what?
A roncandule. I'm sorry, you ain't official. You ain't official Puerto Rican if you can't make it. I don't control it.
Rice with beans, motherfucker.
Come on, even
he knows this shit. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
I even knew that one. Nah, she says it's so cute. She goes Heineken. Like we over here say Heineken, and she says like she was telling me one day, I had me a Heineken. I'm like a what?
A Heineken.
She's like a Heineken. I'm like, Heineken? She's like, yeah, Heineken.
You sure she wasn't saying that she had some heroin? I'm just saying, you never know, man.
You never know.
She might have been saying she just finished doing some heroin.
Oh, man. She last time she was on the show, she hung up. I'm proud of her. Like, she is actually taking stabs back. She said she doesn't fall following your steps. But it might come to a short end because SD just came on.
Uh-huh.
And SD's a fireman.
We got fire out here. Who
want to
light some drunk?
He said we
want to
light some drunk.
Yo, that sour diesel going around like crazy.
What's on fire, man?
The sour diesel.
Yo, where's your sister? Where's your sister?
Yo, give me a second.
I smell it, nigga. Let me get some of that.
Yo, nah.
I never lit up Sour D's, and I keep hearing about
smell
it.
Everyone
keeps telling me it's 10 times better than Haze.
That shit will put you on your ass, God.
Oh, yeah?
Have you had that new D?
What is it?
That new D.
Nah, be like.
Huh?
Newbie? What's newbie?
New D's. Have you heard of that new D's?
Oh, yeah, new. that sour D's, new D's. Nigga, stupid. That's sweet D's.
Yo, GQ, Blog Talk Radio fucking upgraded this shit?
Yeah, they upgraded this shit. Like, you know what I mean?
They don't have the promote button no more.
Yeah, it was cool because you wasn't getting no listeners anyway, so, I mean.
He had one listener.
Yeah, him. Nah, I was fucking with you, nigga.
That's
just payback from how you came out of the other day.
No,
this nigga's like, all right, I'm out of here, this whack ass show.
Hold on. That nigga set the record straight with that already.
Yeah.
Alright, so don't even bring that shit up, man.
Yo, ready to roast. Yeah,
bring that shit up, man.
Hey, yo, Fresh, you got aim?
I'm just trying to get a
nigga.
Hey, man, I smell like bum knuckles, man.
I ain't got no aim, dog.
My chest smells like bum knuckles. It's time for me to take a shower.
Shit,
man. And my feet smell like bum sex.
Breath smell like fall sex.
Uh-oh, wait, we got another contestant. Bangin' Mommy Dara. Dara. Oh, I actually spoke to this chick before. This chick is 24. With 5 kids and a husband. Oh, Lord. No need to talk to her.
Her legs are like McDonald's, over a billion turns.
Yeah, 24 hours. With a fucking drive-thru. Hey, yo, Billy the Kid. Yeah, he's done here. If you was there, you got yourself banged on, bitch.
You just got yourself banged on, pussy.
Plus a bar.
Pussy.
Bar. Bar.
Oh.
Plus a bar.
Yo, turn down that background music, man. Turn down the background music.
Turn down the background music because you're low phone.
Oh, boy.
You tight Scully wearing motherfucker.
You know what I always say? You can give me my phone back and then I'll have a
hold on, I got another track for you. Sissy boy.
Hey, yo, right out, let's go.
Hop like Redman and Memph.
Uh-huh.
Getting love in Philly like Will Smith and Jeff.
Yeah.
Meat falling off, bitch, hold your breath. Yes, deep block is the best.
Hey.
My ball's been cracked, you can call me a chef. I pop your top like a toupee. Matter of fact, I roast you like a souffle.
Yeah.
It's bully, bitch, it's a new
Let's
day.
Go,
I give the fuck what him or you say. I'm a star like Lupe, been around the world, get mad love in UK. Pulling up in that V12, got the coupe today, the truck's getting detailed. I'm with a badass female, getting head in the whip, she barely even speaks.
I don't really care if you get upset. Everybody knows D-Block is the best. It's all up, darkness for the dumb. All my hustlers moving drugs. Drink a cup, blaze it up.
Left. I wanna come home and find me sitting on your step. Two goons in your crib, bitch, tied to the radiator. I got shooters like the 80s Lakers. You paying up if you owe me paper. I need it now, I don't want it later. So play around if you want, get fucked up and stuffed in the trunk. Cause I don't play around with that fatty, tell your moms up and rock her like Shawn Michaels, Marty's and that. This here's the message to you rap dudes, getting all comfortable. Lying to yourself, you can fuck with who? You can't fuck with me, you can't fuck with Luke, you can't fuck with Pete. Any day of the week, toss you down with no beat. I put the toast in your cheek, fire from the 40 barrel blowing out the teeth, chop spitting
at DJ White Owl, everybody knows the block is the best. All our song is for the dust. All my hustlers moving jobs. Drink a cup, blaze it up. Listen to some rim. No stick distance. This is how we feel. So don't you rap us. Get to come stuff up. Come stuff up.
Block to the death, purple sets in my chest, he's got in my sweat, yes, nothing less, still fresh like a million, old school like small faces in the ceiling, what a feeling, went from dealing in the buildings, now the flow got me G5 chilling, sitting back, watch the world spinning with my eyes closed, roll another Dutch and stop time like my high pros, pour another cup and light it up for the grind mode, Baghdad to show the baddest honey acting high post, you know game, recognize game, sorta like the cash, your whole style is stiff and need more swag. We got a smash, big bully in AP, and snipes been hotter than crap tables up in AC. S on the hook, killing them lately. D block, next generation is crazy.
DJ, I don't really care if you get upset. Everybody knows D block is the best. All our song is for the dumb. All my hustlers moving jobs. Drink a cup, blaze it up. Listen to some rim. No stick distance. This is how we feel.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's your boy GQ holding it down. Angry Bastard Radio, the angriest station that's mad. Well, that's mad. Ghost folk. We're holding it down.
Roll call.
I'm holding your mama down.
Oh, yeah, you're holding my mom's roastful.
Yeah, I'm roasting her butt.
Roastful.
Yeah.
Your mom's just to my nuts with a warm tongue.
Warm tongue?
That's right. Roast my
balls, nuts. Balzac. Hey, yo,
I just wanted to get acquainted with my Bozak.
Yo, what's the price of milk in New York City?
$4.
$4?
$4.
And the train is $2?
Yeah. Right now.
And, hey, Nana.
Yeah.
What was that word you said yesterday? You said that your people said that it was something, $1,500 or something?
Well, they told me it was $4 the train.
Yeah, they really G'd her. But what you said is something about $1,400.
For your mom.
$1,400.
Yeah, you said some type of, you said it's $1,400.
Oh, the efficiency.
Yeah, what is it?
The efficiency.
Efficiency, yeah. Yo, E, what the fuck was she talking about? Efficiency. She said it was 1,200 efficiency.
I wish I knew what she was talking about.
Like a place
huh?
You live in?
I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
That's a lot of money.
So wait, so Nana, you're saying it's $1,200 for the efficiency where she lives at?
Listen, she's lying. She doesn't know what she's talking about. Like
that's
every
why,
other
that's
person
what,
in this
that's
world.
Why your phone, that's why your phone sound like that, nigga, because you're using that weak-ass tooth, nigga.
She's lying.
Yo, Nana.
Yeah.
You
how
said.
Puerto
you said.
$1,400 anyway, because they all.
Wait, hold on. You said that the efficiency is $1,400.
Supposedly, that's what she told my mom, and my mom told me.
She lied to me.
So, in other words, she's saying that where she lives at is $1,400.
I don't know. Why are you still on that old shit though?
Because I don't know what efficiency is, so it's like I can't just drop something. I can't drop something.
No better to you. I keep describing it to you that it's like a little studio with a little bed with a little kitchen and a little.
Oh, okay. All right. Now I understand. Now I understand.
Hold on.
So it's $1,400 for it's 14.
Man, hold on. She's got a bad attitude, man. What's going on?
Right. So wait a minute. So what you're saying is it's $1,400 for where she lives at. Okay, that's what I'm saying. So you was using these big words, efficiency. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Probably efficiency apartment.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right, see, now I understand.
Hey, buddy.
All right.
What
was it?
Word, you know what I mean? She pulled the razor blade out of me underneath her tongue. Ready to slice a nigga.
If you do it to me, your ribs are going to be gone. Your ribs are going to be gone.
Gone.
Look, that nigga like to bite this shit.
He knows better. I'm the one
who somebody type it hard as shit on them keys. Hard as hell, hyphy.
Come on.
Alright. Yo, for $1,000,000. Would you stick your hand in a cow's ass and eat a handful of shit? $1,000,000.
I would.
Yeah, I would too. I'm sorry.
I'd do it for $100.
I don't think I could.
Matter of fact,
yeah, $1,000,000? As broke as I am? Shit.
He'll do it for free.
I'll do it for a Boost mobile phone and a.
See? He'll do it for free. He'll do it for next to nothing.
For next to nothing. Hey, Nana, what about you?
She spread the butt too.
Nah.
She'll spread her butt for free.
Hell nah.
For free. $3.99.
Oh, free. Hey, I'm gonna attempt to get cursed out, y'all. Yeah, I know y'all love when I get cursed out.
Yo, listen, man, I don't give a fuck. They ain't saying shit to me, dog. Like, they got bad attitudes. They can smoke their weed and fall the fuck out. Well, I care.
For $1 million.
Yeah, but why?
Would you?
Yes.
She said, why are you so nasty? I said, well, would you? She said, yes, without a question.
Why y'all talking about stupid
stuff
like that?
Because it's Angry Bastard Radio. We talk about everything.
You are ignorant. And lower your voice. I'm trying to concentrate.
Yeah.
Okay, crap.
Cool. Yeah. I think I would dig in a toilet and look at a turd and eat it. I'd take a bite out of a turd floating in the toilet for $1 million.
I mean, though, why it gotta be shit, though? Why couldn't it be something different?
Because if it was something different, then, all right, so then that's too extreme.
So what? We're extremists around here.
I just no doubt. Would you for $10 million? Would you have sex with someone that has herpes for $10 million?
I would.
Raw.
No.
Shit. $10 million. Let's go. Hey, I mean, you'd still be alive. You'd just be extra bumpy down there. That's it. You'd be alive with a lot of bumps.
Me too.
What about you, SD? Oh, that nigga hung up. He's like, nah. What about you, Six?
Yeah, I would do it for $100 Macy's gift certificate and a pair of insoles. Dr. Scholl's insoles.
And Dr. Scholl what?
The gelling? Are you gelling today? I've got to do it for a pair of insoles.
I'm gelling. You gelling? Magellan. So, it's amazing. I was watching the Montel Williams show today. And this brother, he knows damn well every person that comes on there, he is not into it like he says he is. Like the one chick, the Spanish chick, was talking about identity theft. He's like, are you serious? Come on, tell me about this. I'm like, come on, you boy-headed nigga. You don't care nothing about what they're talking about. This is interesting. We have to get. We'll be back to you after these messages so we can talk about Pam and her incident. This is crazy. Oh, you don't give two shits about Pam and her incident.
Like, you know, at my grandma's house, you know my grandma's house, she was in Burnsville.
Yeah, Bernard, dog. He just telling them what they want to hear, dog. That's it.
Yeah, like, he doesn't care anything what they're saying.
Hell nah, he's like, I'm getting paid to tell people what the fuck they doing wrong and shit, and these dumbass niggas. I'm going to go back to my trailer and burn one down.
Hey, I got a question. For those of you that don't have kids and for you that do have kids, if when you have kids and if you do have kids now, if your child was to come home, and smell like straight up weed, what would you say?
Pass that shit.
If you're going to light up, you're going to light up with me only. I don't want you lighting it up with nobody else.
I would make sure they know the circumstances and what it could lead to and, you know, the possibilities of getting in trouble because how fucked up the government is. But other than that, if you're going to do it, I'd rather you do it in my own house where I know you're going to be safe and you ain't on the block about to get arrested.
And then pass it, right?
And then pass it, word.
Yeah, and then pass, of course, because, bitch, you lighting up in my house, you damn sure, I'm hitting that shit first.
And I'm talking first. I'm taking first pull.
Word.
I heard they have this this vaporizer, evaporator, whatever it is.
Yeah,
nah,
it's a vaporizer.
Yeah. You get 94% of the product.
That shit, it's cool, but I mean, at the same time, it's nothing like there's nothing like burning on a blunt, though.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Cause you do get a lot of clear smoke out of it, but it's kind of like, man, really, I think that's some for some white people, some typical like, your dudes type white people, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, I don't see that being at one of the parties I be at and shit. Nigga be like, hey man, bust out the vaporizer. Nah, nigga. Nigga say, what a Dutch guy.
Yeah, true.
Fuck out of here. Go pull out a fucking vaporizer, plug the bitch into the wall, and everybody sit around in a circle and wait for the shit to fog up so you can just get a hit. Fuck out of here, I'm an impatient smoker. I want the blunt, nigga.
Yeah, I feel you. What about you, Six?
Brother?
Well, I mean, I already know what he is. I mean, he don't even mess with Dutchies. He messes with them Bluntvilles.
Hold on. Watch your mouth. I'm smoking a Dutch. I'm about to light a Dutch right there. Watch your mouth.
Hey, no doubt.
Yo, mute this nigga.
Who? I'll wait for the switchboard to reload.
Oh,
hey, Nana.
Yeah.
What do you prefer? A Dutch, a pipe, a bowl?
A crack pipe.
Or
crack pipe.
Or a White Owl. Or a Philly Blunt.
Crack pipe. Yeah, she hits the rock.
Yo, it unmuted at the right time.
She is the rock.
She prefers
the crack pipe.
She likes the pipe.
Yeah, the pipe.
Yeah, she likes the pipe. Wesley
pipe.
It's amazing because a lot of bootleg stores that sell, you know, bootleg CDs and DVDs. I'm starting to realize that, you know, they have a little glass bowls and shit like that, and the little crushers. Like it's going to be legalized real soon. Not real soon, but real soon.
Yeah.
I like to listen to that shit when I'm high. I don't care what nobody says. I glide all around the house and shit with that.
Yeah, how tall are you?
5'1".
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
5'1", 5'1", holla.
Now, who's drinking out of a McDonald's cup?
That ain't that. Niggas is wrapping your mom in chains. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah, in chains? No doubt.
Who's sipping the Big Gulp?
Big Gulp. Who's drinking a Slurpee?
Sippy cup. Niggas hear me now? I'm still low, man.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm still low, man.
Huh?
I should get that volume set back on track. Yeah, that shit was fuzzy.
Oh, Ron O'Neal in the face ass nigga.
Come on, son.
I told you I have your money, nigga. I ain't got your money yet. What the f you mean you ain't got that money yet? Fuck you, Jack. Oh, better pay her out, stupid bitch, nigga. What you gonna do? What am I doing? I'll squeeze that shit. I'm supposed to be scared of shit. I'm supposed to be scared because you got a little pistol, motherfucker. I just spent 5 hard years in the joint. I'll pay your monkey ass when I feel like it. That is suck. Hey, yo, as he's talking crap, he's about to deal the cars out of you. Like, it ain't nothing. Got shot in his cranium.
What?
Got his dome domified.
Dumbonified?
Yeah, you know, you got your little made up words. The dingamabob.
He said such a mouth. Ultimate cover.
Cumbuns.
Roseful Cumbuns.
Fastly Cumbuns. Mm-hmm. Buns with cum. Oh, man. Oh, yeah? Wah-wah, get the wah-wah.
That's what niggas are thinking.
Word, yo. I'm gonna throw out three words. I want y'all to make a sentence out of it.
What?
Boastful, cum, bun. Well, that's the word. Boastful, roastful, cum buns, and thingamabob.
What was the first word?
Roastful. Roastful, cum buns, and thingamabob.
What was the first word?
Closeful.
Roastful.
Roastful, closeful?
No, roast. Roastful. Cum buns. Roastful, cum buns, and dingamabob.
Bob him a thing.
Bob for my thing.
Bob on my thing.
Nah, thingamabob, man. Ain't no changing the words around, nigga.
I want to know if Shorty's neck is looser than a bobblehead.
Not a rat.
And all that other shit will fall into place once your neck's...
Since you snotty nose bastards don't want to play along, I'll make a sentence.
Once
nah, I can't think of one, bro. I tried.
Yo,
dip your head down south real quick.
Yo, that thingamabob was very roastful, but I gave the bitch the cum bun.
That's up prison.
Yeah, y'all like it.
No.
Yeah.
Niggas whack.
Come on, son. Don't do it to yourself, kid.
Yo, E.
Who we talking to?
Yo, E.
Nah, that can't be left untouched. Hold on. What's this nigga talking about right now?
Who? I'm lost.
I heard somebody said something was whack. What's whack, man?
I said the sentence that GQ just made up was whack.
I mean, it's going to be whack because it was
less. It's hard, though.
It's hard. Like, that's why he's coming. No, best believe it's not supposed to make sense. Let's just see if you can make it in a sentence.
He meek.
Like, computer, phone, and
eek.
And eek. Computer, phone, and eek.
Computer, phone, and eek?
And eek. Eek.
Eek.
Eek.
Eek.
Eek. Wait, what'd you say?
Phone with them is 101.
My bitch you down with the computer makes you eat your phone.
I got something for you to eat, shorty. There's five knuckles on it.
This guy's a fucking asshole, man. Yo, where's E at? Because these niggas don't ever play along with the shit I'm talking about, man.
Yeah, fuck.
High time, face-ass nigga.
Punch your fucking face in.
Mm-hmm. Hey, let me come up with a sentence. These niggas might make it. Weed, and weed.
How about
weed, D-Block, and war boots?
How about
weed, D-Block, and war boots? I took my war boots and kicked you in the face while you was listening to D-Block and smoking weed. What's that one?
Listen, D-Block, weed, war boots. Enough said. That's the time.
Enough said.
And this chick spread legs or closed mouth. I mean, I'm not...
Yeah, she hung up. She couldn't take
the abuse. Come on, man. That's the kind of bitches that niggas chase or whatever, like when they was younger or whatever.
That's like a clingy, like
end up being clingy type of bitch. Like with all that fronting and shit, you end up being clingy.
You know,
like, come on.
Bring to the show. I need to bring this show to you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cause she got fling. She won't back down from niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know how she'll hold against this rope, but you know what I mean? She be holding her own down when I be
maybe the
rope
closer, son.
I be getting in there, and she be retaliating. So. Hey, yo, you ever think about how disrespectful y'all
are? Yeah, niggas is very disrespectful. I mean, it's funny at times, but sometimes it gets a little fucking old.
Yeah, that's how we say about you.
Exactly.
But that's not even it, son.
yo, listen, fuck that, son. We do what we do, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's
if you,
like,
you,
gotta,
if
you know what it is.
You gotta do what you gotta do, you know what I mean?
You know what it is? If you're acting like,
oh, yeah.
You're like having hubris for our legs, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
Word.
And you know what? We fucked up, because from the gate, man, if your legs ain't spread, niggas is gonna roast you.
You
gotta
trust off around here and know how
it's
to move.
That's not fair. It ain't fair.
You gotta be sharp. You ain't sharp and persistent, you ain't gonna last.
Nope.
Yeah. Too, I agree.
Man. You gotta be still, you
mm-hmm.
Gotta be
you can't be a punk ass.
I haven't really met many Brazilian people.
Brazilian?
Yeah.
Yeah, the one John 6'4 was, he didn't pipe out. She just got naked and watched.
What? Oh, boy. What a way to slander a nigga's wrong shit.
What you said?
I said the Brazilian chick that got naked and just watched.
I knew you ain't say that shit.
That's exactly what I said. We can check the archives, you bitch ass nigga.
I mean, what are you talking about?
Archives? Come on, son. I'm tired of you jack swaggering, man.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. I'm tired of you jack swaggering, man. Niggas been hitting niggas with that archives, man. Stop.
Yeah, well, you can check them, nigga, because that's not what I said. Yo,
So what you said? What you said?
Huh?
So what you saying? You ain't say check the archives, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
You ain't say check the archives?
I said that.
Oh, all right. That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
You said.
Mm-hmm.
You said that I didn't say
no,
that
no,
the chick got the
whoa,
chick got
whoa,
butt naked
whoa,
and just watched.
Whoa.
See what happened?
Whoa. See what happened was I don't even know what homies from my base come
from. Like I was saying, she said, like I said before. You told, I told 6'4 that Shorty got bucket naked and watched. That's what I said from the gate. I mean, that's the fourth time I said it in a row. And this nigga said, oh, that's not what you said. That's what I said. And so 6'4 knows what I'm talking about. I'm talking about crystal meth.
I'm talking about the girl, man.
No weed.
In other words, I'm talking about Crystal. Her homegirl, the Brazilian bitch from Queens. That was fun.
Not a trip.
This guy's a fucking idiot, you know. Just forget the whole situation. Like, these niggas is, I guess, too high to realize what's going on. So when this nigga 6'4 calls me tomorrow on the chat line, I'll explain it to him tomorrow. Over these niggas' heads.
No, I understand.
All right. What's up? 914-338-1782.
I was getting into it, really.
But, you know. Who's ready to roast this man out? Put whatever you do with a fucking campfire, nigga.
Campfire.
You got fire.
Candy campfire.
Candy campfire.
There we go.
Where they do that at?
Where they do that at?
Where they do that at? You see that scar on his face?
Where they do that at?
I know what time it is.
Yeah, you know the time in between.
Famous Rose. In the building. Red alert. Cold red.
Where's Francis? Francis had received the message.
The message
crash
of dummy. What?
Roast you, crash dummy in the face ass, nigga.
nigga, your mom smell like a fresh box of Great Duchess, nigga.
Come on, dog. Your teeth look like a fresh Dutch, nigga.
Nigga smell like a garbage man and shit. Don't even work for waste management, nigga.
the garbage I take out is your mom, nigga. You right.
I take out
the trash. And then I tell her to go make a painting sandwich and eat it.
You say make some what?
Make a painting sandwich and eat it.
I still ain't catching the shit with breaking up.
Oh, okay. I'm going to catch the mom like a pop fly.
You know what? Just for that comment, I'm breaking up with your mom.
Show's over. So, yeah, what's up, man? Throw it back to the dumpster. To the bottom, though, where the maggots bite.
Mom, sound it. Like a fucking dirt bite, nigga.
We found that in the dumpster, you know. We had to clean it off or whatever. After we cleaned it off, we made sure we shackled her to the fucking boiler and just started beating her in the face and pouring lemon juice in her wound.
Lemon juice?
Yeah. Torture.
I mean, we had to put the chainsaw to her legs, you know, cut her, you know, make her limbless, just disappear in the trash can.
Then I made her roll up with no hands. Made a roll up with nothing.
Nigga that stole my blunt, dog.
In the garbage can. Nigga threw your blunt in the trash. That's no respect.
Nah, nigga, they threw in the trash and nigga took it, dog. Like, took it
like nigga. Sorry, like niggas play open neck with you, real quick. Nah, you know what happened? His mom was still in the garbage can while he was going to leave with the nubs.
That's what his mom's butt sound like
when I'm hitting it.
Your mom got two left arms, nigga.
Two left arms. Your mom got two left feet.
Your mom ain't even got any thumbs, nigga.
He said your mom got two left feet.
Word.
Your mom got two heads. She got the father's head on the shoulder.
Your mom's head
behind his ass.
Your mom's a handicapped foot doctor.
Your mom's got a free nipple.
Your mom's like African Bambaataa.
Mama breastfeeds her kid from the middle of her forehead.
Mama's breast smell like goat milk.
I suck goat milk out your mom's breast.
Your mom got a banana head.
Your mom got raisin nips as nipples.
Your mom smell like hot grits.
I'm hitting it from the back while she's making me an egg and cheese sandwich.
Your mom waiting for the 1-800 hotline, nigga.
Oh, I'm about to put her face on the oven.
Wait.
Oh.
Yo, what did you say now?
Stupid. So I'm about to put her face on the oven.
Shit. Oh, man.
What the nigga said? Hit it from the back while she make me my egg and cheese. Word. Spank her buns while she making my sandwich.
Is the oven on?
Yeah, of course.
Is the oven on? Is her face on the,
It's on flame broiled, nigga.
Woman screams.
The fuck is that?
Yo.
That's your mom's face being burnt off while getting it from the back.
Before you said
Hey, what kind of show going on to?
Man screams.
11.
11? Alright, hey, look, I'm gonna try to call a live session real quick. If this shit don't work, I'm gonna hop back on.
Alright, nigga.
I don't remember.
raisinette nipples.
She got gumdrop nipples.
Gumdrop. California raisin nipples.
And her clit look like a lemon head.
Her tits look like fucking plums.
Plum. Her nipples look like cherry clans.
Her titties look like prunes. old bitch. Bitch got a face like Flo Rida. Big ass head. Yeah, that nigga left. He couldn't take the abuse.
Nigga said he was gonna hang up too. We said that he was gonna hang up before we even started the roast. Can I pop some heads off?
I'm wavy. I'm a Silver Surfer.
Yeah, nigga, Call of Duty, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. Oh, that's you. You're playing Call of Duty now?
I'm about to put that in right now.
I'm wavy. I'm the wave man.
Get roastful on that too.
Roastful.
Yeah, get a glass of water before I go back over your mom.
A glass of water.
Nice tall glass. Oh, your mom's leg.
That's how wavy my shit is. All, you know what I'm saying? I'm wavy. Come on, man. I'm a Silver Surfer. My shit is wavy. I don't know what these other niggas are spitting, but they all wavy. Niggas gonna tell you Big Avail is the wave man. He's the Silver Surfer. I'm wavy. I was on somebody, yo, what up? And they come out wavy.
All right, let's talk about the domain. Let's talk about it. That shit on that Jeezy beat.
Spray on the kick.
He likes to play on the sidekick.
My move, two way, how about you?
Yeah, you hear them guns? You hear them things?
It's your motherfucking boy, J.R. Writer, a.k.a. A.R. Writer, P.I.P. W.B. all goddamn day. And I'm about to set this whole shit on fire, man. Y'all niggas better get prepared for a natural disaster out this motherfucker. W.B. sits on the wreck. But in the meantime, White Owl, drop that.
All right, drop that shit, nigga. I'm the wave man. I'm the Silver Surfer. I was on that like, yo, what? Exactly what does that mean?
Yeah, I'm making
the
water for you.
All right. My show's over in 7 minutes, so. Girly man. Curly man. All right, well, we're actually going to end the show on time today because I want to go put some heads off on this Call of Duty thing. So thank you for listening to us. Hit us up, myspace.com/angry_bash_radio. You can also hit me up on AIM. That's Dirty Bird. That's D, the number one, RTYBRD. Yeah. And you can check the guards out on the on our top, I think 15 or whatever. It's in order. You got me, GQ. I believe you got LE, then 64, SD. Rest of Death is on there. And all that good shit. Make sure you tune in tomorrow. We'll be live back at our regular time, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. or maybe from 7 to 9. And look out for the guards. Make sure you hit us up tomorrow also on our other show, Technical Difficulty. We'll be in the building from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tomorrow's, what, Tuesday, so I guess we'll put Tasty Tuesday. I guess it's been a while since we talked about sex, so if I got a crew, then we're going to get it popping. You already know. Angry Bastards is the crew. Hit me up at, it's all caps, JJ space DA space DARK space NITE, and that's on Xbox 360. That's my game tag. Thank you for coming out. Thank you for everybody showing up. Philly the Kid, 64, SD, Fresh to Death, Ill E, Nana. Thank you for the big bitch from Elizabeth for dissing me, because that was a good 45-minute roast from the guards. You know? It is what it is.
Shut up.
Shut up. Oh, God, is he burning them up? I'll play this last song. This is the remix. This is the official remix with Jada Kiss, Jewel, Santana, Jim Jones, and Busta Rhymes. Keep it locked. Get the A-Rap money. Angry Bastard Radio.
A-Rap money.
Hey, rap.
A monster has been created. If it ain't taking over the city, what else you want me to do? Want me to do?
La la la, hala hini hado, hini bala hini hado. Hala shidi hali ni tala, mili hala shini ni mala.
DJ White House. Spending money with the goons. Now I'm out of this world with dishes. I'm drilling all up on the moon. I'm filthy rich, examine the soil up in the room. Back on my bullshit, album coming soon. Made back sweet, invested in all pipelines. Brokering deals with Abdullah in the street. Excessively strange heat, counting foreign money and laid back in the Maybach. Metallica, great seat. We only trying to inspire niggas to be wealthy.
Keep the bottles pouring, y'all know the rules. Go hawk off, shah ha. Me, she got on nice shoes.
Yeah.
All the ladies mad cause they snooze.
Yeah.
I'ma keep counting bread till my hand got a boom.
Yeah.
This is my dude, shorty is a two-day.
Hagalama,
me, she got a big booty.
Yeah.
New York back, yeah, made in a movie.
Yeah.
And it was sick like I got the coupe.
La
la.
That's what we earning. Louis Vuitton scarf, that's my turban. Look, I can shoot a movie. I don't need lights, I just use my jewelry. Action. A-Rap money, I get it. Your girl let me stick it, then she lick it.
La la la, hala hini hado. Hini bala, hey hini hado.
I'm all about that salute. You don't know what salute is, that's money. That's A-Rap money. Jones, how much money can one man get?
What's
the loot? Flip my phone, they warming up the jet. Money got soldiers, one war, he's a threat.
What else?
Hopping out the road with heavy floors on my neck.
Still blink out,
Calendar, of course, we the best.
We the best.
The dip set still get your wet. Seen a fly girl, I pull off the side of
man.
Engine on war like Tony the Tiger.
Oh, no.
Drop top, all chrome on the spider. Money's on wash, about to throw it in the dryer.
Yo, hold up, I'm in the bodega if they roll up. Aki got the AK underneath the cold cuts. Everybody in the back trying to get their packs off. Traffic in the front from the loopsies and the scratch offs. You only can get this wealthy if you inherit this. Poloed out on the sand eating asparagus. I ain't got a license for my burner, but I carry it. Cause my lawyer is Jewish and my money is Arabic.
Hala, hini hado, hini bala, hini hado. Hala, shidi hali ni tala, mili hala, shini ni mala.